With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A house fire on Askin Avenue in Windsor has sent one person to the hospital. That started last night near Tecumseh Road West. An investigator will be there today to find the cause. Well, nobody was hurt, but careless smoking sparked a fire near downtown Windsor. That, around 11 on Saturday morning, caused about $75,000 in damage. That was on Wyandotte Street East near Elmer. A driver who crashed into a house in Amherstburg early Saturday morning is in a Toronto hospital now with severe burns. Police say the vehicle hit a gas meter and crashed into a bedroom. Nobody was home, but it sparked a fire. Otherwise, Fire Chief Bruce Montone says it could have been much worse. Fire officials can't say how much damage was caused, but the house is a total loss. In Windsor, an argument escalated into a shooting Friday night on Jefferson Boulevard. A 31-year-old man was shot in the shoulder, and a 40-year-old man is charged with attempted murder. Windsor police have three suspects in custody after a woman's face was slashed during a robbery. That was on College Avenue early Saturday morning. The three allegedly broke into her home, demanded money, and slashed the woman when she refused. Police arrested a 53-year-old man, a 25-year-old man, and a 16-year-old boy a short time later. The niece of a Windsor native who needs experimental and life-saving medication has launched a GoFundMe campaign to help him pay for it. Michael Collotti, who grew up in Windsor, has lung cancer and heart failure. Carly Montello says it was clear when she saw him at Christmas a few years back that he was very sick.
He was telling me that he would have coughing spells that would lead to him being lightheaded and him faint, and I just said to him while I was there, just watching it actually happen, I said, it's not normal. I would go back to the doctor, figure out what's going on.
There's a link to the GoFundMe campaign up on our webpage now. The city of Detroit says by this time next week, the smokestack of the Detroit incinerator will be no more. It'll be imploded early next Sunday morning. Demolition started a year ago. The incinerator was blamed for bad air quality across the region for three decades. A wildfire near Halifax that destroyed 200 buildings and forced 21,000 people to leave is now contained. Global News says it's still burning, but it's not expected to spread. Meanwhile, CTV News says France is sending 100 firefighters to help fight fires in Quebec. 10,000 people have been forced out of their homes. And get ready for another hike in the Bank of Canada's key lending rate. After last month's increase in inflation, a growing number of analysts believe the bank will raise them again to 4.75%. The Globe and Mail says it meets on Wednesday. A 6-4 win for the Jays. They played the Mets. The Tigers lost to the White Sox 6-2. Game 2 of the NBA final goes to Miami. The Heat beat the Nuggets 111-108. And the winner of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix is Alex Palou, driving number 10 Honda. The Detroit Free Press says Will Power was second. Sunshine, but hazy today and up to 25, down to 12 and hazy tonight, and sunny, hazy, windy, 25 again tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.